And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
KC Film Fest going on. Started Wednesday, running through the weekend. Two of the guys that are there in Kansas City this morning, James Lafferty, Stephen Coletti, you may remember them from One Tree Hill, Laguna Beach.
I did promise them I'd play them in with the Police song.
They agreed with my throwback throwdown.
Right.
From yesterday. Thank you. I appreciate that very much.
Nice little transition there from Gavin.
I can hear it.
Now you got it. We're Kansas City's best variety. That's why we can go from the Police to Gavin and back and forth. It works.
Right. Awesome.
So you guys, we were just talking about, you've been to Kansas City before. You were here for the film fest a few years ago.
Yeah. In 2013, I was here with a film called Lost on Purpose that the directors of that film actually produced our show that's screening at the festival this year.
Nice. Everyone is doing great.
Everyone is doing great, yeah.
And now that one of the showings.
That's the title of the show, by the way. We are just saying.
Everyone is doing great.
The title of the show is Everyone is Doing Great.
And there's two showings tonight, but I saw one of them sold out right away. Is that right?
Yeah. That one is part of a shorts package. So there's going to be other shorts that are involved in that one. So we can't take full credit for that. But we're trying to sell out the 9:40 show, 9:40 p.m. tonight. So I don't know what the ticket status is. I'm trying to find out. But you may be able to find it still on the website.
I was talking to some of the Film Fest people yesterday. They said it's a high-pressure ticket, very, very hard to get. So there may be that.
Nice.
All right.
Yeah. It is a tough ticket to get.
Hopefully we can get in.
Do you need a ticket?
Do I need a ticket?
Yeah.
I would, but tonight's my daughter's birthday. Oh. So I've got to do the 8-year-old thing. We are going to the Royals game, though.
Ah, they're playing the Angels.
They're playing the Angels tonight, right.
Maybe that's what we should be doing.
You want to join us? We got a dugout suite, actually.
I'm a Southern California kid, so I noticed that. I actually saw that, and then I started looking at our schedule and seeing when the games are on, and I'm like, I don't think I'm going to be able to do it this trip.
Yeah, you picked up an easy win last night.
First thing I checked when my plane landed midnight last night, I was like, all right, did we win? Oh, we won. Nice.
I saw you tweeting about barbecue, asking where should you go.
Yes.
What were people telling you?
Yeah, Q39s or Joe's seems to be running away with it.
Yeah.
And I think, you know what, I'm just going to have to try them both.
Sure.
What are your guys' thoughts on that?
Q39's right over here, so that's easy to get to. That's good stuff.
What time do they open?
11?
Maybe 10 or 11?
Yeah. Now, Joe's, they open, I think, at 11, but you have to be there in line early. Because line's going to be around the corner. Yeah. And you know it's in a gas station, right? Are you cool with that?
Gas station.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the original.
Makes it even cooler.
That's exactly awesome. Right.
So every day they just got a line right around.
Yep. Wow. Yeah.
I was just going to ask, I was like, is there any time, like barbecue? I mean, you can eat barbecue at any time of the day, right? I mean,
yeah.
Absolutely. This is kind of a pizza deal, right?
Breakfast barbecue?
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can put on pizza, do whatever you want.
We don't get too much barbecue, like good barbecue in California. I mean, there's some, but I know to get the real stuff, you got to come out here. So
yeah, I feel
like make sure we do it right.
In LA, everybody's probably eating super healthy, though, right? Are you guys eating barbecue?
I mean, there's a little bit of the gluten vegan
barbecue's kind of hip
running
now,
around there.
Being, it's sort of in the hipster neighborhoods, and
it's
trendy at the moment in LA and New York.
Barbecue's the new thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, prepare for an invasion of hipsters in Kansas City.
I was excited. I just got back from LA though, and I was excited to go out for seafood.
Okay.
Like because all of ours is frozen. They've got to ship it in there. But you got it right by the ocean, so we're just like, seafood. This is great.
Yeah, sushi.
I love sushi.
There you go. Yeah. LA's a place to be for that.
Yep.
Can I just tell you from the text line that we just got? This girl just sent in about 400 questions for you, so I'm only going to give you one or two
400?
Of these.
400. All right.
We'll submit the rest.
We're going to answer every single one.
James from the text line. She wants to know your favorite scene to film for One Tree Hill.
Oh, favorite scene to film from One Tree Hill. We shot some slam ball stuff. You guys ever heard of slam ball?
It's
trampoline basketball.
Oh, yeah, right.
Also known as the most fun sport in the world.
Right.
So we shot a lot of that stuff. So that for me was really exciting and had a great time.
Nice. She also asked, will you marry me? I believe that's from James.
Very forward.
I mean,
buy me a drink first.
Yes, I will.
See how it goes.
Buy him some barbecue.
Buy me some barbecue first.
Meet me at Q39 about 11:30. Yeah. We'll see what can happen.
Now, my today is, like I said, my daughter's birthday. Happy birthday. She's in the car right now. Addie is. They're on the way to school.
How old is she?
8 years old.
8 years old.
Yes. She's having a trampoline party tomorrow at the trampoline park.
Mm-hmm.
More than welcome to come for slam ball.
Yes.
Oh. Excellent.
Yeah.
They have a couple hoops.
I hope they do.
Yeah, no, that's the big thing is they put the hoops up and they've got slam ball.
Yeah.
That's fun. I wish I had a trampoline birthday for my 8th birthday.
I know, right?
You are one lucky girl out there.
We did not know about this. This is kind of a relatively new thing, all the trampoline parks.
Yeah.
It's just like a whole room full of trampoline. It's awesome.
Yeah.
See, kids can do that. They're durable.
Yes.
They don't just break like us.
Me, I'm not allowed out there.
Asking for some sprained ankles and some torn ACLs.
Could you imagine what happens if you're out there tomorrow and these guys actually show up and people are like, that's Stephen Colletti and James Lafferty. They're here to jump.
Again.
Like, who are those two old guys over there in the corner? They're just, they keep getting that same trampoline all day.
Sir, I'm sorry. We're going to ask you to leave.
Well, that's great. Can you guys stick around for just a little bit? Do you have to go right away to TV and stuff, or can you hang out just a couple minutes?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
Our chaperone.
Ask the handler over there. We'll Joey, we good on time over there? We good?
Quick break, and then we'll come back.
Okay, all right. Good.
James Lafferty, Stephen Colletti from One Tree Hill in town for the Kansas City Film Fest. We'll chat more with them next.
The Show with Jen and Truda
on KC 1021.
KC Film Fest going on. James Lafferty and Stephen Colletti in town for that. Everyone is Doing Great is your project. What can you tell us about that?
Take it away.
Boy, look at each other like, I'm not doing this one.
So this is just, it's basically a comedy pilot that we, basically James thought up first and foremost and came to me with the idea. We were excited to partner up on it. And we wanted to take something about kind of a couple guys living in Los Angeles and maybe kind of strip away with the glitz and the glamour of being in LA and having some success and what life, the perception of what life may be like to actually what, reality is. And we kind of, there's some experiences that we've had and seen throughout our years in Los Angeles. And so we want to take that and kind of throw it into these characters that we created and kind of blow up the stakes and have a lot of fun with it. It gets a little ridiculous at times, but in a totally awesome way and hopefully hilarious for people to enjoy.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So it's not all Entourage? Come on now.
Not the Entourage. It's definitely a little more, kind of saying stripped down, I like to say. A little more grounded, a little more human.
I think, Entourage is kind of focused on that, the success, the aspects of success once you've made it, right? And I think our show's more focused on people that have had a certain amount of success but then are sort of struggling to get back to that place or, they've sort of feel like they've been, like, locked out in a way. It's kind of a coming of age, I think, for these characters realizing that life isn't really what they thought it was going to be.
Especially when these guys are having it at about 30, it's like, you're growing up now, buddy. It's not having a coming of age in 18 or 22.
I think about that a lot with reality TV because you go from nothing, you're no one from the middle of whatever, Kansas, and then you get hoisted up and you're everywhere. And then all of a sudden you're just dropped back down. Like if you're on, a Survivor or something like that, to where you're so big for 5 minutes and then you're just back to you.
Yeah, I think those parallels can be found like in the music industry too. They can be found in like actors go through, like anything in entertainment where you achieve some kind of success and then you're kind of expected to sustain that success. And if you don't, then it's hard to get back there, and that's sort of the coming of age that these guys are having is like they're too young to retire. They weren't so successful that they could like retire at 30, 32 years old, and so they get the rest of their lives ahead of them, and it's like, all right, well, what's that going to look like?
What now?
Yeah, what now?
You kind of have two different perspectives too with the characters that James and I play. One's attacking life one way, and another's attacking in a different way. You can kind of see how, they both kind of come up a little bit short. running into a wall.
So if you're a normal person in LA, where do you, because like what we tried to do is we tried to go out and just go to normal places, like neighborhood places, because my girls were like, well, that's where the celebrities are going to go. They're not going to go to like a chain place. They're not going to be at Chili's. And then the only person that we ended up seeing during our entire time in the wild was Jerry O'Connell. Which, I mean, that
at Chili's?
Was great.
Funny.
Yes, at Chili's.
No, he was actually at the airport, which was great.
Yeah. He's a very funny dude.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because I told them, I said, I think I saw Jerry O'Connell at the airport. And then producer Joey looked it up, and he was wearing exactly what I described. And we tweeted it, and Jerry liked it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, there we go. That's awesome. This is the beauty of social media.
The airport's where you're going to, I think, find the most.
Yeah.
They're hiding out in their compounds in the hills or, having in the back seat of a dark tinted car, in the Bieber van, I like to call, those Euro vans that drive around.
Oh, kind
of seeing more of those these days. And I just remember when Justin Bieber first got to or was around LA, he was always just. There's some sort of trouble he was getting himself into, and then there was just a Euro van that he was escaping into and driving away. It's like, what's going on in the backseat of that thing?
Like a bandit.
Like a little party in there, yeah.
Have you ever had a random meeting where, like, all of a sudden, like, Elton John's just right in front of you, and you're like, oh, dude, that's Elton John.
Good. Let's see, celebrity run-ins in Los Angeles. There's, for me, it's, I'm like, I've got some random crushes coming to mind.
Yeah.
at a Starbucks next to Jennifer Goodwin. She was on Big Love and Once Upon a Time. I was like, do I buy her coffee right now? Like, do I say something? I was like, I don't know what to do. And then she was gone. And I was like, you blew it. Yeah. So I went to that, out of my way to that Starbucks for the next month at the same time. I just saw her again. Jennifer, if you're listening.
You just left $10 at the counter and said, this is a standing offer if she ever comes back. Well, from the text line, somebody wants to know if you still keep in touch with your co-stars from One Tree Hill. Are you hanging out with Sophia Bush?
We have these fan conventions that are happening once or twice a year, and that actually brings everybody together. And not everybody does every single one, but there's always sort of a smattering of people from the cast. Oh, shoot, I'm just breaking your machine. Sorry about that. That go to these things, and we get it's cool. It's like a cool way to reunite with a lot of our cast members that we maybe haven't seen for a year or two, and then and keep in touch with the fans and then hang out.
So. Yeah, we don't all get together for a big dinner.
Right.
You don't get that, but we definitely. If someone's having a baby or something, there's a big text chain that goes out.
We're there in the delivery room. That's the One Tree Hill.
Gavin's playing in the,
Do you know who comes through Kansas City a lot? It's Hillary Burton. She always comes back for Big Slick, which is a huge fundraiser for Children's Mercy Hospital here.
Oh, awesome.
And so every June she comes back. She's awesome. I love her.
Yeah, that was the most recent year. She obviously just, had another child. And so, there's a big text chain on that. Everyone's very excited for her.
Yeah.
She sent us this video that was pretty adorable. I think we were all kind of secretly crying, that was a pretty sweet video. And I'm like, man, that was like an emotional, sweet thing. And she's a doll.
So. She's awesome.
Yeah.
And she's a killer softball player.
Yeah.
Really?
We were out there watching her. Right. Yeah.
Hillary Burton softball skills.
Yes.
Is there anything she can't do? Hillary.
And that was right. Now, I don't think she may have been pregnant.
Just had the baby.
Because that would have been last June.
The legend grows.
Yeah,
so she's pregnant.
Right.
She's killer at softball while she's pregnant.
Yes.
That baby's already being scouted.
James, what are you doing with your life?
Obviously not enough. Get out there. Start playing.
All right. Your project is Everyone is Doing Great. It's at the KC Film Fest, kcfilmfest.org for information if you want to check out tickets. Thank you guys so much for getting up early and coming in this morning.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
You bet.
The Show with Jen and Trudy.
On KC
1021. I feel bad because I was teasing some of my friends on Facebook. Everyone was posting about WrestleMania that was just on a couple days ago. And so I'm giving them a hard time about being excited about it. And they're like, no, this is the greatest thing. WrestleMania is amazing. And I'm like, okay, all right. That's your thing. You love it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's your thing. Much like you and Shaylee have been losing your minds recently over Laguna Beach and the hills and the soundtrack that goes along with those shows.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, there is certain highbrow stations I listen to online, and I'll text Jen sometimes on the weekends and go this station's playing Pink Floyd, something from Brain Damage, It's like, wow, that's cool.
Great deep cut.
And then I come in here and Shaylee's like, oh my God, Good Charlotte is everything. And I'm like, yes, I love Good Charlotte too. And Jen loses her mind. Like, how can you good stuff and yet crap all at the same time?
It blows my mind because you and I sometimes are right on. Like, yes, we'll find some great Led Zeppelin track and we're like, oh, this is the greatest thing ever. And then 5 minutes later, you're like, Sum 41, woohoo! What? How can you like both of those things?
There is room for everything.
Well,
do you not have guilty pleasures? Do you not have stuff that people would consider crap?
Here is what I get made fun of the most at my house for, is because not only do I watch them, but I religiously watch all the Real Housewives show. So on my DVR, it's nothing but the Real Housewives of Atlanta, Real Housewives of New York, which just started up, by the way, Real Housewives of the OC, all of them. And sometimes maybe I indulge in some Teen Mom on MTV.
Oh, sure. Yeah, right.
And I feel guilty that my time is spent that way because they're not. They're terrible. They're terrible shows. And I can't stop watching because they're soap operas. And so they suck you through. You have to see the next episode to see what happens.
Right.
It's trash, but I don't care. I like what? That is your text line, your Snapchat this morning.
Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. Did Charlotte?
You'll listen to this and then the Pixies. I can't reconcile that in my head. You can like both of those things.
Yes, there's room in the human psyche for both. All right. She said it. I like crap, but I don't care.
The Show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.
I'd say I love The Cure, and then I tell Jen, man, I sure love Sum 41 too.
Those
it's a great driving song.
No, you can't like both.
Put the windows down.
From the text line 9236 said, my family teases me on my playlist. I can go from Taylor Swift to Two Live Crew in a matter of seconds.
Thank you.
Yes, but those are both good things.
That's the beauty of music.
Yes, those two things I understand because they're both good individually. You like crap on one end and really good stuff.
Blank is fine, but yes. I can't listen to Fat Lip.
Two Live Crew, innovative. Sum 41, not listenable. Those things don't make sense to me.
Sorry for the snort, but I love your hypocrisy.
2582 texted, don't feel bad, Jen. I like that crap, too. I watch a lot of the Housewives shows, and I love them.
You're answering today, yeah, it's crap, but I still like it. Tell us what other people might consider trash that you just can't stop watching or listening to. Let's go to Kelly from Merriam. Kelly, what would that be for you?
Well, that was me that texted in, the 2582. I'm with Jen. I can't help it. I get sucked into the Housewives, and I can't stop watching.
Of course.
Do you have a favorite season?
I watch New York, New Jersey, and Orange County.
Mm-hmm. And New York
those
just...
are my three favorites.
Yeah, and right now we're in this great cycle because one of them's just ending and another one's just starting. So now you have all the reunion shows, like the Atlanta reunion is on, but New York is just starting up. So we've got new drama with Bethany Frankel. Oh, it's all happening.
I know, and it's like, I love it. I can't wait to get home and watch it.
I know. The smartest thing to do, I've found, though, is to DVR it because, man, there's a lot of commercials. And then you can watch it in, like, 38 minutes.
Yep, that's the best part about it.
Well, thanks for the backup.
Hey, you're welcome. Anytime.
I think a lot of people are into the Housewives, though.
8362 just texted, every time 13 going on 30 is on, I watch it and my husband makes fun of me. That's a cute movie. Wouldn't be embarrassed about that. Young and the Restless, anything from the Bachelor and Bachelorette series, including the Winter Games.
You
even went Winter Games? That's impressive.
Yeah, and here I'm the guy that loved Temptation Island, and even I couldn't go to Bachelorette Winter Games.
Oh, here you go, Truda. Don't feel bad, Truda. I love the bands like Good Charlotte and Sum 41, as well as Def Leppard and Skynyrd and Bon Jovi. I've been listening to a channel that's got pop punk powerhouses. I highly recommend it.
Oh, there's a good one. Yeah.
Pop punk powerhouse.
Have to check that out. Right. You know, it usually comes up. This discussion comes up every week when we're getting ready for Throwback Throwdown.
Yes.
And Shaylee has some random 2001.
Ashley Simpson.
Yes. And I'll be like, yeah, I love that song. Right. I mean, Pieces of Me. Boom.
And then we'll talk about Guns N' Roses. And you're like, yeah, that's a great song.
Yeah, that's a great song, too.
And I get confused.
I happen to like a lot of things. Joey?
Did you like Pieces of Me mainly because of the SNL performance?
Well, that was good, too. Rare Ashley Simpson lip-synced on the show.
Oh, that was amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She did that with a hoedown, and it was awesome. I got teased a lot from friends in high school because I had the biggest crush on Ashley Simpson.
There's no doubt about it.
Right.
Not a good singer, but she's very cute. Joey, by the way, is on a walkie-talkie. Somebody just texted in a little bit ago that was like, where is Joey? How are you talking to him? Why does he sound like that? We have to talk to him via walkie-talkie because he's in the room across from us, and we have no phone system. That
He's a completely different room.
Well enough for us.
Mics don't work over there, so it's all strange.
The Show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.
Did you hear about this kid from Independence with his senior prank? It's 18-year-old high school student from Independence named Kylan Scheel admits he placed a joke Craigslist ad that put Truman High School up for sale as a senior prank. highlighted many of its desirable features, including ample parking, a large dining area, and its proximity to Walmart. The asking price, $12,725. He listed the reason for the sale, quote, due to the loss of students coming up, which he said was a reference to graduating seniors. But people weren't laughing. Kylan found out he was suspended until the end of school and not allowed to take part in the graduation walk. Detectives investigated, found no probable cause or reason to pursue criminal charges. But a spokeswoman says the school district's decision is final. More than 1,100 people have signed a petition to let him walk.
Oh, yeah. I've been waiting to light these people up. I'm glad you did this story. I think that whole administration should be fired. You're stupid, Truman. Seriously, if you read that and you thought that that kid was making a threat, then you were an idiot and don't deserve to be a principal or a superintendent. Let that kid walk, you a-holes. He has a 3.96 grade average.
Yes.
He has worked for this. You are the worst people in the world today.
That story.
God, I've been waiting to light you up.
Has gone national. And when I saw him, are you kidding me? I think that's a fantastic prank. It's innocent. It's
that
cute.
That was everything. Awesome.
No part of that sounded threatening whatsoever.
You wanted to read a threat into that, and you're just looking to suspend somebody for no reason. You idiots. Fire yourselves. Let him walk.
Good for you,
Kylan. Where's that petition?
That's right. Signing. You're signing. We're all signing. That's your 10 items.
Can we call that superintendent up today? Let's call him up and light him up.
There you go.
I'm ready.
The show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.
KC goes on the Fritz every year, and so we had to have our uncle come up from darn near down by like Sedalia.
Okay.
So he travels up here over the weekend. He's an AC guy. Got a ticket for $225 for going 87 in a 65.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a solid speeding ticket. That's a bit over the limit there.
I think they clocked him at 87, but they wrote it up for 85, something like that.
Yeah.
If he went one more mile over, he's going back in time.
That's right.
it's true, right? Yes.
Get him in a DeLorean.
I don't think he's able to get a Prius, too, which amazes me that it actually gets up to 87.
Good for
him. Right.
Maybe he was just testing it like, hey, I can do this.
People drag race in those. Horrible Bosses was right.
Wouldn't you, if you were a cop, like let somebody off going, damn, son, you got an 87 in a Prius? I'm okay.
Just driving
good for
along
you.
Alongside, watching how fast he can get it. I got pulled over once for 95 in a 70.
95?
I was trying. Again, don't do what I do. I was trying to make it to my little brother's track meet, and I had to drive all the way to Abilene, Kansas, from Kansas City.
Okay.
And so I was flying. It was an afternoon, like a Wednesday afternoon. This was a long time ago, 15 years ago, whatever. And I remember the cop pulled me over, and he's like, we had some semis call you in. That's how fast you were going. And I'm like, oh, that's a problem. And he's like, I don't want you to die. And he was so sincerely worried about me that I was like, God, I'm an idiot. Like, how unsafe am I being right now just to watch my brother throw a javelin? Like, ridiculous. And he did the same thing where he told me I was doing 95, but he wrote the ticket for whatever, 87 or something like that.
Wait, at what point are they supposed to take you to jail? Isn't that something? Is that a myth? Is it 20, 25
for
over?
For speeding? I don't know if they can take, not unless you're drinking.
Oh, I thought there was some like reckless driving.
Because
Jason Whitlock, when I worked with Whitlock, J-Dub, he used to get tickets all the time like crazy.
Yeah.
And he'd be going over 100 and the cops would be like, dude, I'm going to take you to jail next time.
Really? Well,
they were just threatening him because he drives awfully fast.
We have some police friends that listen, so you can call 816-576-7102, call or text. On the opposite end, the smallest amount that you've gotten a ticket for, I got one for 7 over, and I was so mad about that. 7 miles, come on.
Yeah.
7 over? You're going to give me a ticket?
6 over here. At 435 in Bannister.
Oh.
Yeah, right?
I'll catch you.
816-576-7102. I'd love to know the smallest ticket you've gotten, the largest anybody's gotten out there as well. What is that biggest speeding zone that you've gotten a ticket?
The show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.
Boy, a lot of people here have been pulled over for a lot of random stuff.
Wow, did the phone lines and text line light up with your big tickets and your little baby tickets? One said, I once got stopped doing 33 and a 30 on Metcalf after working a 12-hour day by myself in retail at a store in Metcalf South Mall.
Oh.
And after the day I had, I just laughed so hard the officer let me off, told me to go home and enjoy enjoy the evening.
But a 33 and a 30, I mean.
I miss Metcalf, Sal.
Yeah,
right. Also from the text line, I have a friend who got a ticket in a small town for going 2 miles over the speed limit. Mm-hmm. Somebody else got a $35 ticket for going 82 in a 75 in North Dakota. Yeah, that's like 7 miles.
Right.
At $35, not bad.
So that's an okay ticket, right? Let's see. We've got some great calls here. Let's go to Jeremy in Olathe. You've had some distinct differences in your tickets here, right?
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. That is correct. I'll start with the low end on the speeding ticket. Was coming back from Texas with my at-the-time girlfriend from a family reunion. Got pulled over by a rural Oklahoma county officer for doing 72 and a 70.
Oof.
2 miles over. Two.
I thought it was a little harsh. Apparently, he begged to differ on that. So we walked away a little bit iffier on the pocketbook.
Mm-hmm.
On the high end, the highest I've gotten actually ticketed for was doing 82 and a 60. County officer was kind enough to knock it down to a 79 and did not haul me off the jail that night. Thankfully, whenever a brand new stretch of highway had opened up out in St. Louis, there were no officers monitoring when a buddy of mine were doing 130 to celebrate its opening.
Damn!
Ooh, yikes!
Wow.
What kind of car were you driving?
At that time, it was an old 88 Thunderbird with the 5.0 V8 that the Mustangs were running back then.
Yeah, you were.
All right, but let me ask you, on the 20 over, was there the threat of jail? Was there the threat of taking you off to jail for the reckless driving?
I just knew from reading up on, you know, district law for the county out there that it was a distinct possibility. I think what got me off safely on that one was the fact that I had a clean driving record up to that point. So it leaned a little bit on the side of mercy with me.
Yeah.
And is that possibly because you read up on traffic laws for everywhere that you're driving?
It's all that Brown and Krupa knowledge.
There you go. Nice.
Awesome. Thank you, Jeremy. Appreciate that. Let's go to a girl who wishes to remain anonymous, and that's okay. You can tell Joey that. What did you get ticketed for, anonymous woman?
I got ticketed a long time ago for turning right, not into the lane closest to me. And there were cops standing out in the street, and they actually just walked out in front of my car, pulled me over, and said, "I'm sorry, you didn't pull into the lane closest to you. Here's your ticket."
You got walked over. Man. You didn't even get pulled over.
Right? I know. And I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? To this day, I will never, ever pull out into that second lane. I will pull right into the right lane. I'm terrified somebody will pull me over, but nobody else does it.
Do you know what? That's why I failed my driver's test. I took my first driver's test out in Leavenworth, and I failed because I pulled into the, he said I didn't pull into the lane closest, and I'm like,
yes.
Huh? What? I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah. No, nobody does it.
Is amazing that you actually got walked over. Ma'am, can you pull over right here? Thank you.
And I said, what did I do? And he said, you didn't turn into the lane closest to you. And I'm like, what? I didn't know it was a thing either.
So when you make a left-hand turn, do you have to turn into the leftmost lane?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I needed to go into the rightmost lane, and I went into the left one.
Mm.
Yeah.
How much was the ticket, did you say?
You know, I don't remember. I was in my 20s. However, I did get pulled over for a speeding ticket once. This is hilarious. I was coming back from Texas through Oklahoma, and I went through one of those towns that if you blink, you miss it.
Right.
So they have this sign at the beginning of the town that says, go 45. And because it's on a highway, and then a sign at the end of the town that tells you to speed back up. So I look at the sign and I'm thinking this town is like 2 seconds long, and I will drive the 45 through. And I got pulled over. I even drove past the one cop sitting there, and I drove past, and he pulls me over, and I'm like, what was that? And he goes, it was a 35. And I said, no, I saw the sign coming in. And he goes, well, there's another sign in the middle of the town.
Oh.
We even enlarged it because nobody ever sees it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what? This town isn't big enough for more than one speed limit sign. So I start getting out of the car, and my dad's with me, and my dad starts getting out of the car and goes, sir, stay back in the car.
Yeah, yeah. Don't you dare get out.
I couldn't believe it. I said, no way.
Yeah.
There's no way this town is big enough for 2 speed limit signs.
It's a 1 speed limit town.
Yeah. Right. So, yeah, I got pulled over for that. I was so mad. He ended up giving me a warning.
Well, good for you.
Yep.
Yeah, because I threw it at him.
No.
Thank just you. Tempting trouble, anonymous woman. I'm going to jump Carrie from Wyandotte to the front of the line. Carrie, what was your ticket for? How much over?
Carrie,
are you there? Oh, Carrie.
Oh, no.
All right, we'll put her back on hold and see if she doesn't have her story coming up for us.
Text line says, I got a ticket for $356 for throwing a banana peel out my window. Ooh, that's an expensive snack. Hey,
somebody could have slipped, young man.
The Show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.
Davis.
Just love that show, Trading Spaces. I think she is on the line with us now, Jen. How about that? I'm excited about this.
I am too. I love this show.
All right, let's go here. Paige, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. We're very excited to talk to you because I think both Jen and myself, very longtime fans of Trading Spaces back to the original days.
Yes.
Well, that means a lot to me. Thank you.
Well, yeah, let's go the opposite of tips. What about the failures? What things have you seen that do not work and we should not attempt?
Well, look, I would say attempt anything. Try any color. Try any style. Mix it all up. If it works for you, it works.
Well, Brian here once tried to redo his bathroom and ended up just saying, that's it. Just sell the house. Mm-hmm. That is so bad. Yeah, well, I'm just selling the house.
Yeah,
that's like burning a house down to kill a spider.
Which I would probably do as well. But I was out of town. She started to paint this bathroom and she thought, well, I went to the University of Kansas. She says, well, I'll give him a KU, a Jayhawk bathroom. And I came home, there's blue paint everywhere, on the vanity, on the toilet, on the floor. And she's like, you know what, let's just get somebody to fix this and let's just move.
That's awesome. One of the things I love most about Trading Spaces is it was really the very first show, and still in a way unique in this fashion, to put the tools in the homeowner's hands. And I think when you see on television, well, you know, Tom and Susie Smith can do it, I can do it.
We're talking with Paige Davis here from Trading Spaces. Paige, you know, you were right. I'm so interested in the genesis of this because that show, I mean, we all watched it and it really did start this whole craze of reality remodeling shows. But what was your thought at the beginning of it? Did you think it would last? Did you think it would make such an impact as it did?
Oh, no, nobody thought anything like that. We certainly noticed, you know, coming out of our second season, we noticed it was making an impact for sure. And many of us were getting recognized and things like that. Like, oh, people are really watching this show. If I go to the mall, many people will stop me and say, I watched that show. So we certainly noticed it making an impact. But one of the things that I think made Trading Spaces so special and why it will still be special is that we really just show up, do two rooms in 2 days, spending the budget, and we capture it on camera. There's no script. There's no faking it. We don't have to drum up drama. I mean, anytime
right.
We think that we should, you know, lay a hint in a homeowner's ear, like, oh, you know, maybe you should start talking about not liking such and such, or maybe it's like, it's completely useless because they've already moved on to some other drama that we could have never even seen coming. So it's very, it was extremely unique in its time. And I believe will continue to be very unique in that way. There's nothing is contrived.
I got to be honest here. As we watch the show, did anybody ever come up to you and be like, man, I don't want Hildy?
People say that. And homeowners don't get a choice in designer. And yeah, the people don't want Hildy, but
I'm not trying to knock her. She did some fun stuff, but it's kinda like we'd sit there and go, oh man, if we were on the show we'd really want, you know, like Frank or Guinevere.
Well, I stand by every room that Hildy has done,
yes.
Even her really, really crazy ones. There are two rooms that she did that I really thought, okay, she might have gone too far here. But she really believed in them. And the two I'm talking about are the hay.
Yeah, I remember that.
Right.
Yep.
And the sand on the floor.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
It's her way of saying, look, you're watching a television show. This is entertainment. It's supposed to shake you, you know, get you outside of your linear thinking. It's getting you to think outside the box. You might not put sand on your floor, and hopefully you won't, because she doesn't want you to copy her. But maybe you'll do something else, like really wild or crazy, or, you know, instead of just the same old, same old.
The show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.